I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Toronto Breakthroughs Film Festival returns this year, from June 16th to the 19th. Since 2011, the festival has been dedicated to showcase the works of emerging women and non-binary filmmakers. This year's theme is renewal. 12 films ranging from animations to documentaries and features will be part of this year's lineup. The festival will be hybrid, with all films available online. For the first time in over 2 years, there will be an in-person component for a screening and awards ceremony at the Paradise Theater on June 17th. Today, Festival Chair Samantha Summers joins CGRU to discuss the history of breakthroughs, the theme of renewal, and what audiences can expect from this year's lineup.
My name is Samantha Summers. I'm the chair of Breakthroughs Film Festival. Yeah, so Breakthroughs, we're now in our 11th year. And 11 years ago, our founders, just sort of a ragtag group of film lovers, felt that there really wasn't enough room to celebrate the talents of particularly women directors in Toronto. This was, you know, years before hashtag Me Too, years before that conversation about what being in film really looks like for women and what it means for women to have to fight to create space for themselves. So they were, those founders were some of the early people trying to create that space and create that conversation in Toronto. So for about a year, they worked at trying to secure production opportunities and talent development opportunities for young people, for young women, of course, in particular. And then the next year, they decided to adopt a film festival model where women would submit shorts and they would just show, you know, these fantastic shorts. At that time, primarily by directors based in Toronto. Since then, we've grown. Our mandate has changed. We now feature shorts by women and non-binary directors, and our mandate is that 50% of all that we screen must be by Black and or Indigenous creators as well. And our festival is much bigger than those early days. Back then, they were looking at screening, you know, maybe 5 short films in a single day. This year, we're over double that. We're online for 4 days. We'll be in person for 1 day. And while this year's content is almost exclusively Canadian, we have had years with quite an international presence as well. So, and we still exist for that core mandate to just create space past the camera, past the microphone, and create change in the film industry from inside.
Great. Before we get to the themes and the films, I would also like to ask you, when you mentioned that there's that 1 day for the in-person component, what does it mean for you in the festival that, I guess, you know, throughout the pandemic and everything, that you're finally able to have like something like that?
Oh, it means absolutely everything. So one of the really beautiful things about Breakthroughs is that it's a true community. The filmmakers we screen, the people who come back year after year to watch these films, we're all friends, we all care about each other so much. And as you say, it's been 2 years of just not seeing each other. So to be able to see each other is amazing. And also to watch a film in cinema is so very special. And it's something I think a lot of film lovers have very much missed ever since this whole thing began. That very special experience of being with so many other people, collectively enjoying a moment. Their cinemas are real spaces of shared humanity. To be back in them means a lot. So for those who are interested, June 17th at the Paradise Theater, I encourage everyone to come join us and join the community. And we will have an online component this year. All of our films are available for 4 days, June 16th to 20th.
I guess like now moving on to the themes, can you tell me more about renewal, please?
Yeah, so when we chose this theme last year, we really felt that, you know, collectively, as a society, we've been going through so much that can only inevitably result in sort of a permanent change in how we work culturally, how we work as a society, how we relate to one another, how we relate to ourselves. And this newness, this new start, has been informing a lot of what we were doing in our own lives, what we were doing in our own art. And we thought we can't be the only ones. So we wanted to focus on renewal, not just to acknowledge that, again, new way that we're all navigating the world now, But also because it is such a celebratory theme. And after 2 years of a rough time, we felt it was so important to celebrate, you know, new opportunities, growth, building of community, and coming together to create.
With this theme in place right now, prior to this, what was the submission and curation process like?
Yeah, so we post our call for submissions all over the place. And where we ask people to actually send their submissions is through Film Freeway. So filmmakers can go on there, submit their films to us. And then we have a selection panel. These are six individuals who we hire to watch all of the films and to take into account things like, how well does it align with the theme? How well do these films fit into conversation with one another? Because as a shorts festival, we build programs that are all films that are thematically very closely linked. So no matter how amazing a film is, it has to fit and feel right alongside these other films. And then there are some very basic, you know, checkboxy type things like, does the filmmaker match our filmmaker criteria? So for example, as I said, our filmmakers are women and non-binary folks. So we just make sure that the filmmaker has identified as a woman or a non-binary director. Once they've gone through that process, they'll create a short list. So this year we had about 300 submissions. The screening committee, somehow they're amazing, brought that down to, I think, a short list of maybe 30 for the board to take a look at. The board watches them all and then makes the final decision on which films we'll be getting in. From there, we organize them into those programs, into those films that are having good conversations with one another. And we move forward from there. That's how you make a festival.
From what you were able to see from the submissions, what were they like? And I guess, like, in a sense, without spoiling anything, but because I've spoken to other people from other festivals, like the Toronto After Dark Festival, and they've mentioned that there's this transition between the restrictions of the pandemic and filmmaking and a sense of a bit more openness now. So was it more of like that for this festival?
What I found really interesting about so many of the submissions is a lot of them did play with themes of loneliness or aloneness. And I think from that's definitely, you know, the pandemic echoing through art and its impacts being shown on screen. And a lot of them, interestingly, despite being about, like I said, that state of aloneness, were very, very joyful. And submissions we got that celebrated community, we have a number that really celebrated community and tradition and coming together. And again, even when dealing with serious topics, these were so joyful. And I could really just feel all of these directors, or many of them at least, wanting to find and harness and share joy after such a very difficult 2 years and a difficult present. I mean, of course, the pandemic is not over. So that was the theme that stuck out most to me, just that joy and happiness, finding happiness alone, finding happiness in groups. And it made for a very, very beautiful viewing experience.
When you mentioned these different types of films on the website, it's also mentioned that there's animation, there's documentaries, yes, there's features. I guess, in your opinion, why was it important to have these categories?
So one of the things that Breakthroughs really likes to do is, beyond, you know, our core mandate of women, non-binary, you know, particularly featuring Black and Indigenous creators, we really try not to impose any limits on our filmmakers. So whatever someone has created, we want to see it. We want to celebrate it. All forms of film are equally important. All forms of film are equally difficult to create, and they all have their place. So I think we pride ourselves on being a festival where you can find that diversity, even if, you know, we're only showing 12 films, you can find a real diversity of film and of art forms. So we can really celebrate the full breadth of what it is that these otherwise marginalized directors are able to achieve and what their skills are.
And you mentioned that there's these programs or categories here. So can you tell me more about, I guess, community reflections and generations, please?
Yeah. So as I said, as we were watching films as a board, we started noticing which films sort of spoke to each other and which were thematically linked. And as we broke them into these lists of which films we felt had these ties to one another, these were the titles of these programs were just themes that naturally emerged. So there are our community program, for example, has films, not exclusively has, like, not all the films are about this, but a common theme in it is reflecting on tradition and the importance of preserving traditions, especially in the face of colonial violence, and how communities come together over things like, in one film, a shisha bar, how this can be a place of regeneration, of family, of togetherness, and the importance of that. So that was a really, really beautiful program to build, because we got to see so many different reflections on what it is to be in community with one another in there. Our generations program, a number of films were to do with what intergenerational relationships look like and how these relationships and, you know, the progression of generations is so cyclical, but at the same time, the start of every cycle is a moment of renewal. The start of every new generation is a moment of renewal, even as they draw on learnings and teachings from previous generations. So we have a gorgeous animation in there about a foundation myth at the same time, right next to a film about a mother who comes to visit her daughter and is keeping a secret. And despite the fact that these films might sound like they're different, one is this foundational myth animation, the other is modern, it's a mother and daughter. They're really both beautiful reflections on what it means to know where you're coming from and to use that to shape where you're going. And then finally, we have reflections, as you said, and that one focuses more on our relationship with ourselves. As I said, a lot of these films that we received were celebrations of community and also celebrations of aloneness. So in reflections, we have films that are really in conversation about what it means to be with yourself, to know who you are, to have understanding of your own personal history and to be guided by that and to confront that. And they're all really stunning. I'm so impressed by all of these filmmakers.
I know that, yeah, they're all going to be amazing, but if you'd like to, because you've mentioned some already, but are there any like specific ones you'd like to highlight here?
Oh dear, that's tough. Okay, so the animation I mentioned, or Hoda, is just absolutely, it's truly stunning. And Tigris, the director, she has this incredible technique. She hand illustrates every single move and shot and scene. It's an incredibly difficult process. It's an incredible labor of love to do. All of these films are labors of love, but that one, just her pure artistry absolutely stuns me every time I see it. We have a beautiful film called Ahwa. I referenced it earlier. It takes place in a shisha bar. And it was one of the first films I watched from this year's lineup. And it was one of those films I mentioned that's just pure joy. People coming together and being together, talking about, you know, growing up, talking about living in Toronto today. It really feels like you're in this room with these people, hanging out with friends and catching up with friends. And it's a really beautiful and, not to sound too cheesy, but almost healing film to watch after such a long period of isolation that we've all been in. So while I love them all and I could spend years talking about them all, those are two that for me, I think I found particularly moving and touching.
In your opinion, what would you like audience members to take, or what would you like to resonate with them coming to this festival and seeing these films?
So I think the most important thing that Breakthroughs really achieves every year is that four directors of marginalized genders, four directors of color, four 2S LGBTQ plus directors, and just film lovers. Breakthroughs is a space where those stories not only matter and belong, but they are the story for us. So no matter who you are or where you're coming from, you will find an experience of yours represented on screen here. And the most beautiful thing about that, in my opinion and in my experience, is Breakthroughs is such a unifying space. We can all find something in ourselves there. We can all see something that we've never seen before that we don't recognize there. And it's in those spaces of learning and growing and sharing that humanity together that I think, really beautiful movement happens. So I hope that people who get to watch or even get to attend the in-person event walk away feeling seen and feeling that they have seen others.
How can listeners learn more about the Breakthroughs Festival and get tickets?
Breakthroughsfilmfestival.com. All of our information is there. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and even Facebook, because there are elder millennials among us. Our handle on all of those is at BreakthroughsFF. Just that I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk about Breakthroughs, and I'm grateful to everyone who's hearing this and who will attend, because making change in the film industry is not hard, but it is happening. And it's with the support of audiences and with viewers that we get to make that change. And that is a challenge and a privilege.
That was Samantha Summers, chair of the Breakthroughs Film Festival. The festival runs from June 16th to the 19th online, and with an in-person screening and award ceremony at the Paradise Theater on June 17th. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.